The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. On today, that is in fact, phone's going off there in the background. Unbelievable. The 26th of January, guys. How do you feel about that? 26th! Normally this podcast is recorded early on the Tuesday. Today, some things cropped up, didn't get doing it. What things cropped up, Colin? You're a busy freelance comedian. What does that mean? It basically means sometimes that you're sitting there at 11 at night, and then some texts come through and you go, hey, come on round here, guys. And we'll just have some beer and watch the movie Sisters featuring Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. Oh my God, shut the fuck up, phone. I'm going to have to turn that off. And then you watch that film and then you have some more beers. And then because, you know, you started drinking at fucking 11 at night, all of a sudden it's 4 in the morning and you're like, how did this happen? And then, you know, you fuck about for another hour, and then you finally fall asleep at 5. And then, of course, you have all the plans in your head, like, oh, I have my podcast to do, I have Laverick's lineups to sort out, posters, blah blah, a lot of admin type shit. You do all that. And then what happens is you wake up at, like, 11:30 and go, what the fuck did I even do today? Nothing. What'll we do to solve this problem? Let's go and eat a fry. Okay, let's go to a cafe and get a fry and be like, this is technically a business meeting, isn't it, guys? Yeah, pass me the brown sauce. Gonna tell you one thing that I heard yesterday before I move on with any of the other general type banter going on right now. Yesterday we had to go to the hospital to visit a relative of Maureen's. Nothing major, but we went up. And I was like, right, guys, do you want to get a coffee? So I went back down to the old... first of all, why the fuck you have to pay in a hospital to park is beyond my fucking logic. You know what I mean? Like, what happens if someone you know is dying in fucking hospital for 2 months? Have you going to pay fucking $280 every fucking time? Unbelievable. I get it. You know, I understand things have to be maintained and taken care of. But you could do, I'm sure if you charged everyone fucking 20p, it would be grand. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, no, there's no fucking need to get, and there's hundreds of people, you know what I mean? It's like fucking feeding frenzy. There's hundreds and hundreds of cars piling in, all looking to park, and they're all paying fucking, if they stay the full whack, they're all paying £3. Unfucking believable. How do you sleep at night? How do you sleep at night if you're the guy that owns the car park that charges money for people to go and see, you know, their fucking, whatever, their relatives that aren't doing too well? It would make you fucking sick. So we're in the hospital, I go down to get coffees, I'm walking behind this woman, and I heard, now I can't do it, I need Mickey Bartlett here to do the sort of... Like, lure. I don't even know what you would call that area, that Lurgan, Portadown, Craigavon triangle of fucking doom. But this woman's walking along, she's like, what was it she said? She's on the phone, she goes, she's like a new woman. She's up there, she's fucking, verbatim. She's eating, she's been drinking, pause, and I think she's been shitting too, aye. Been eating, drinking and shitting, so she's practically cured, okay? I checked myself, I rolled her over, I stared right up the barrel of her shit box, and seen that there was a train coming through the tunnel there, and we can confirm, indeed, Roy, that she is shitting. So go back to your pint there. Good times. Mm. As I sip a Diet Coke. I don't want to suck my tits. Gotta love those Diet Coke ads. I used to do material about it. You know, the guy mowing the fucking lawn in a park with a push-along mower from the 40s. And all these girls just going, oh my God, let me absolutely claw the beef off myself here. And you're like, that guy, and cut the, you know, real life, no one's going to respect that guy. What's up, hot guy? Men are like that. Men would see a girl like on her hands and knees, you know, with no gloves on, cleaning vomit off the floor in a nightclub and be like, look at the arsehole in this. Now, I don't think it works the other way around. You know, you could see some ugly bastard pull up in a Ferrari and get out with a sweet suit and be like, oh my God, buy me stuff. You know, that's sexist, Colin. Yeah, well, why is it said over and over and over and over again? It's a generalization. Generally speaking, that's how things are. You get away with a lot more as a man. Look at me, for example. I'm a fucking wreck. My girlfriend's very attractive. Why does she like me? Because I'm very funny. And have a penis like a tapir. I'm joking, why would that matter? That doesn't even matter. Who's really into dick? You know, you get some fellas like, oh, I love tits. And he's just going out with a girl because she's got big tits. You know, there's no girl. It's like, listen, I can't even talk to him. He's annoying as fuck. He's poor. He might be retarded. But oh my God, does he not have a fat cock like a fucking, like some sort of ox? We've got off topic here, guys. We went from, she's eating, she's shitting, and she's drinking, to this. This is how far we've come. Let me plug some gigs, first of all. 3rd of February is Lavery's Comedy Club. It's on 1st and 3rd Wednesday of every month. Remember that, guys. The last two have been rammed out. It's the best fucking club in town. I'm not even shitting you. We're at the point where we could invite someone from Dublin that you could go watch and no one turns up. And then we put on a handful of local lads and the place is packed out. Because everyone enjoys the local shit. It doesn't reference local stuff. But the lads are gaining their own popularity. Aaron McCann set up his own fucking comedian page, you know. And then every other cunt set one up. I should probably set one up. You know, he gets loads of fucking likes on it. Kieran Bartlett set one up. Aaron McCann puts his first fucking video sketch up. It's got 77,000 hits. First video he's ever done. The big headed cunt, literally. So, you know, all these guys are gaining their own popularity and you can see them all at fucking Lavery's. The lineup for the next Lavery's is mental. Where is it? I've it written down. Let me go through my notebooks here. Let me just go through and read you out this out loud. Where did I fucking put it? Where it, guys? Where the fuck? Anyway, here we go. These are all people doing short spots, right? Paddy McDonald, right? The King of West Belfast. Kieran Bartlett. You'll know him from Late License. He's also got a bunch of funny songs online there. You know, How to Write an Irish Song. Killed it. Hundreds of thousands of hits. Aaron McCann put up his last video. Loads of hits on that shit. He's also one of the best stand-up comedians up and coming. You know? Dave Elliott. He's in videos. Okay? Kieran Bartlett, you'll also remember from the Baking a Murderer. that I shot for him and Shane. Rory Woods. Huh? The Strabanimal and Shane Todd. So all them boys are doing short spots. You can go and see like a buffet of comedy. You lucky fucking bastards. And then on the 6th, if you can't make it to a midweek one, you can go to on the 6th to... Now, I don't know what the tickets are like because they're very limited tickets. But you could buy tickets to the Book Reserve gig, you know, which is on in the book on the Thinking Cup Cafe on a Saturday night, Saturday the 6th of February. February. You say it quick. February. The tickets are £12. You bring your own booze. You buy some fucking virgin cocktails in there and add your own booze to it. Or if you don't want that, you just bring beer. Do whatever you want, mate. That's me, Kieran Bartlett, Aaron McCann, Rory Woods. You know, one of the best nights out you could have. You feel strange drinking in a fucking bookshop. I could be saying all this. The tickets might be gone. They go quick. Bookreserve.org if you want to get a ticket. You know, I'm not going to fucking stop you. Go ahead. Toot toot.
He's drinking. Is eating. And she is indeed shitting. Now the pissing, I haven't checked on. But she does smell like piss. So I would go ahead and say that the piss is indeed functional.
Ordered, it's amazing. It is creepy how you can buy something off Amazon or even look at something on Amazon and a second later it's on the sponsored ads at the side of your fucking Facebook. Because we're some hipstery, fucking quirky, bohemian twats. I don't even know if any of those words are applicable in this case. But we bought a light box, like a little battery powered light box that you can change the letters on and write things like just love and life. And you can, you know, like a fucking marquee you'd see over an old school theatre. Or like a, you know, you go see fucking someone in the O2 and it's got it in the big marquee. We bought one of those, but we bought it and it's popped up on the side here. And you're like, well, I've bought it, so why are you still fucking advertising it to me? Amazon, you sneaky shits. Unreal. Fucking maniacs. First of all, let me just say thanks to everyone who came to the last Laveries. Mickey Bartlett was headlining, Connor Keyes, all that shit. Great times. Couple of rowdy fuckers in, but sure. What can you do? It's always awkward when the worst one there is like the friend of your friends. Oh, that's a guy I work with. How's it going, mate? You'd be nice to him. 2 pints later, he turns into a fucking maniac. Trying to heckle comedians. And then I hear him in the toilet going, I nearly had that guy and all. It should be me up there and all. And you're like, yeah, well, go and do fucking stand-up for 5 years and come back to me. Goddamn psychopath. That's a misconception. I could get up there and be funny. No, you couldn't. You could get up there and try and be funny and it would fall on its face dramatically and then everyone laughs at you because it's not funny. That could happen. But what can you do? Unbelievable. It just doesn't work. I'll leave this question because I think I could refer to it at the end. One of the worst situations in my life was before I even did stand-up and someone was like, here's the guy. And the guy's a well-known route, but he's like, here's the guy that this does the Barry the Blender videos. Colin Geddes. And everyone's like, yeah. And you're like, what do you do? Just not go up. And I had to go up and be like, hiya, don't do stand-up. Nothing prepared. Do not know why this cunt brought me on stage. Fuck it. And it was absolutely horrible. Probably should have killed myself shortly after that. It scared me enough to make me write a whole pile of comedy, but what can you do? I don't know how I got here. Oh yeah, talking about Laveries. It was good times. But we had to shoot on because we had a very early start the next day. I met up with Kieran Bartlett and Shane, who I met Kieran Bartlett in a Nero at like 8:30 in the morning. Or maybe closer to 9. And he was not happy. He was fucking raging that he was up at that time of day. He's like, the twank is not happy. And I was like, mate, you're about fucking 30. Get out of fucking bed, bro. You know what I'm saying? I hate getting up early. Guess what? Fuck all gets done when you're sleeping, you fucking lunatic. So we get up, we go out to Shane's mum's house to film because it was the best setup. Beautiful kitchen. we shot the thing, which was Baking a Murderer. It was a piss take of Making a Murderer, obviously, because the whole thing is based around the fact that Kieran can do an outstanding impression of one of them Averys.
Maybe I'll never get out.
That sort of voice. Hilarious, really. And shot that. It got a lot of hits. Fair play. We also uploaded the video for Boojum, the Spides Eat Burritos. It got a pile of fucking hits. What can you do, mate? The hit factory is open. All days. All days. That made sense, Colin, you fucking stupid bitch. So we went for lunch after that in this wee cafe in East Belfast, and the woman was probably ready to fucking kill us. Because we're like, hey, can I get a sausage bacon sub? Expecting it to be like a, you know, like a foot long sub. And sure enough, it was like a little hot dog bun. And I was like, bro, what the fuck is going on here? And I ended up having to order soup separately. This is Shane Todd for you, right? The ultimate. Like, I would say if Shane all of a sudden got a massive sort of development deal, right? Imagine from an American company. And they're like, Shane, we're going to pay you £250,000 to basically just not work with anyone else. And then we're going to write your series. It's a 24-part thing. Then he's in it. It's hugely successful. Doing massive tours. You know, he's loaded. Fucking loaded. Can't get enough money. People throwing shit at him. He would still do things like this, which is whenever I had eaten the sausage sub thing, he was eating soup too. I ordered a soup. She goes, do you want wheaten bread? And I went, no. And she goes away, comes back with a soup. And Shane goes, hey, excuse me, can I have his wheaten bread, please? And I was like, that'll never change. No matter how rich he gets, that attitude will never change. And that's why he might be successful. It's because he's a vulture. He's an absolute opportunistic vulture. Unlike me, you know, I'd let the wheaten bread come and go, get thrown in the bin, and then turn around someday and be like, I do actually need wheaten bread for my soup, please. You know? And he's been getting wheaten bread for years, not paid a fucking penny for it. Goddamn savage. It is. Fair play to him. So we did that, and then me and Maureen went to STA to try and talk about going on our little trip, which has changed duration and time of year about 15 times. Let's go for 9 weeks in the winter. Now let's go for 3 weeks tomorrow. So it's more likely going to be like a month and touring around like some places, but you know, it's one of the things you expect to go into like those travel agents and be like, yep, make me a trip. Let's go. And then they just tell you all the information and you go, oh, there's a lot more to it than we thought. Let's go away and think about this. So that's what we've been trying to do, you know. And the guy's like, there's just certain little tricks when you go out to like the Thailands and the Cambodias and stuff. They try and swindle you out of money. He's like, not loads of money, but you know, you end up paying for way over the odds for stuff that you didn't really, like you end up paying £35 for some sort of trip when it was a £2 taxi. And I was like, Yep, tell me about as many of those as you can, because you know I'll get fucked over. I told you all the key story, did I not? You know, I'll go in. All right, mate, I need a copy of this key. Much is it? For you, £2. Good man, thanks. How much is it normally? £4.50. You're joking me, I'll just pay you the £4.50. Nah, mate, for you it's £2, no problem. There's £2, thank you very much. I then tell that story to another guy. In fact, Jim, the guy that runs the fucking book reserve gig. I was like, yeah, your man gave me cheap keys there. Said for me it was £2. And he goes, yeah, copied keys are £1.50. You stupid fucking baldy twat. You know? And that's you in a nutshell. As long as you feel special, you pay whatever you want, Colin, that right? Oh, it's Mr. I don't need a fucking wheaten bread. Huh? You get it? No, keep it. Throw it in the fucking bin. Resell it. I'm paying for it anyway. But I don't need it. Unfucking believable. What a fucking fat mess. I shouldn't even have been eating fucking wheaten bread. That was me trying to be good. I was like, you know, I'll just eat. That was me trying to be good. I'll eat a sausage bap, dickhead. Instead of going, yeah, give me the fucking vegetable soup there. Trying my best recently, guys. I do not know what is wrong with my body. Like, I'm way heavier than I fucking look. You know what I mean? I should be. I see fat. I see people way, way, way fatter than me, and they're like, yeah, I'm like 18 stone. And you're like, no, you're not. My leg is fucking 18 stone. And I look way better than you. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I don't know what the crack is, but you know, I've been eating well. Doing workouts like a motherfucker. Got my punch bag up, finally. Which is a good thing to return to do after you haven't done it in a while. It feels exciting, you know. Bought Charlie Sloth's Hood Heat. Oh, fucking iTunes. Like the whitest cunt that ever lived. Hiya. What's a comprehensive sort of beginner's guide to black person music? Because I'm white as fuck. And I want to pretend like I'm hitting a punch bag in prison. Like I'm some sort of hard cunt. You know? And then I end up buying a wee album like that. Could you assemble me just a lovely little cross-section of the black person music that makes you feel all pumped up and hard? Like you're in some sort of grime grip. But in fact, you know, here's how fucking soft I am. I go out to do the fucking punch bag. I have it hanging up. There's a beam in the garage. I decided I'm not going to do a chain over that. I could get a wall mount, but it's too loud and bangy and all that shit. So what I did was, there's a big old sheet. This sounds insane. There's like an old bed sheet type thing. And I rolled it up and stuck it through all four loops of the punch bag. And I lifted it up and tied a knot in it. And then passed it through the loops again and tied another knot. So it's a soft but strong material holding a fucking punch bag up. And you hit it. You know, I remember having a punch bag when I lived at home. And you'd hit the fucking punch bag and it was on a steel beam and the whole house would shake. Whereas this, you're like, if. And just three times, by the way, before I start prolapsing fucking pink socks out of my shitbox. That totally rhymed. See, I'm listening to too much rap, Amptona. That if there's a more Northern Irish word than phrase than that, Amptona. Eric Amptona. So I'm sitting there fucking punching the shit out of that. Did it a bunch of times, you know. Worked out, lifted weights, did a whole pile of sweating, ate well, eating salads, eating tunas, not eating a pile of bread. You know, and then you weigh yourself and you're like, I've remained the same weight with all this added sort of working out and fucking eating well. And I've just remained exactly the same weight to the fucking pound. Unbelievable. Just a big, dense, fat bitch is what I am. Just Gemma Collins with a fucking shaved head. Have you been watching that Celebrity Big Brother? Does that not make you want to curb stomp everyone to fucking death? Celebrity Big Brother, or as Maureen called it, sluts screaming. That's essentially what it is, isn't it? I flicked it on. I didn't even flick it on. I was in the other fucking room. Trying to do this. By the way, I heard about someone talk about an app called Headspace. And it was like, it's like a mindfulness thing. Right? And I'm thinking, that'll do me, seeing that I'm amped up to the dick most of the times. You know what I mean? You, what are you doing, trying to go to sleep, Colin? Why don't you have a full panic attack before you go to sleep, mate? Why not? So I'm like, let me try this shit. I'm a ridiculous guy. I've been doing fucking, like, punch bag fucking weight workouts at 12 at night these last few nights. Insane. Mentalist. That's the type of shit you do when you have a really busy lifestyle. Not like me, where like, I've cooked three different roast joints of meat today, and I've had them all, and now I'm going to do a workout at night. What the fuck was I talking about? Oh yeah, so I decided to download this thing, right? It was the most surreal fucking moment I've ever had. I'm lying there going, right, this is a new thing, Colin. You know, I know you laughed at it for a long time. Let's try it. And I download the fucking app, and I'm lying on the floor at Maureen's parents' house, and I'm lying in like a different room, and I've got like fucking the phone on my chest, and I'm listening to this guy going, just slowly feel the weight of your body sink into the floor, and eventually you can close your eyes and concentrate on your breathing, the fucking inhaling and exhaling, the gentle flow of the body. Now, picture that, right? Maybe some DJ can fucking mix these two sounds. that was happening. Gently feel the natural flowing motions of your chest as it sucks in air and releases it. And you can slowly think about nothing, and then we'll bring the concentration back to the breath. All that shit, right? In the background, all I can hear is a fucking argument on Celebrity Big Brother where someone's like, who left these fucking knickers here? These dirty fucking knickers. And they're all playing this girl's knickers like, oh my God, someone's a fucking pigeon shit on it. Oh my goodness. And then the girl's like, I was fucking horny. So she's prit sticking her knicks and then just leaving them on the fucking worktop. And everyone's like, oh my God, and all of her fucking knickers. And you're like, you know, I think it's a bit harsh to maybe take the piss out of someone. We all know fannies are just a constant weeping elephant's eye, you know? So of course there's going to be some sort of residue, especially if you're wearing some sort of underwear that wedges right up into your gunt there. You know what I'm saying? You know, you'd have to put that shit on and just stand completely still all day and do nothing for them bitches to be clean. You know what I'm saying? However, don't leave them, you know, on top of the fucking sugar bowl in the kitchen and everyone's like, oh my God, a pigeon did a shit on it. What happened to your knickers? Was there a fucking crew of snails breakdancing in your gusset, you fucking dirty cunt? I'd love to go, Gemma, let's get a look at your fucking knickers. Huh? You know what I'm saying? Look like a fucking baby's bib, probably. You disgusting fat fucking bitch. Isn't it amazing that, like, when someone's horrible, you can just give them fucking both barrels? When someone, like, if she was really lovely, you'd be like, that's harsh. But because she's this fiery cunt, you're like, ah, you stinking fat fucking hair. You! You just turn into, like, a fucking West Belfast taxi driver. The fucking cankles in this fucking heifer here, fuck me! I wouldn't bugger my ears, you fat stinking cunt! Her fanny must look like you fucking... Her fanny must look like you fucking spatchcocked the fucking dead badger.
Speaking of spatchcocked, I spatchcocked a chicken the other week. I probably talked about it in the podcast. It was a magnificent experience. Nearly fucking threw up. Anyway. That Celebrity Big... Oh my God. It is the worst, isn't it? It's the worst fucking thing on TV. It's just... Everything's a fucking screaming match. Why does everyone have a problem with people not liking them? You have to live with them for fucking a couple of days. Your girl Daniela fucking No-Nos, she is a... She should be sectioned and she's in that fucking house. Like, oh my God. Fucking nightmares. And then just a pile of people you don't know. And then your fella Scotty T or whatever from like Geordie or Nord... it is Geordie Shore. He's pretty much fucking, like, openly having a wank, pretty much. Just like, I just want to fucking blow my load, pet. Show us your fucking stinking knickers. It's probably him, you know what I mean? Mission Impossible and down, ding, ding, from the roof. And just laying a thick one on the knickers. Alright, Colin, Jesus Christ. So what I'm saying is, we went to STA to book a holiday, and then... after that, we went to Mickey's and spent the night, and that was the last time we were up to fucking 6 in the morning. So there's been a few late nights this week. You know, just went to Mickey's. Had a great time. Just sat there talking pure shit. Having a ball. Drinking. I was drinking some fucking exotic. I mean, you're probably sitting at home thinking, oh, you're wondering why you've remained the same weight even though you've been working out, Colin? Was it the 8 fucking large bottles of Polish beer you were drinking, you fucking mess? Yeah, I mean, it probably was. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you gotta fucking have fun, and then you wake up, and, of course, I end up making fucking breakfast, which, you know, we brought bacon and all that stupid shit. It was unreal. And then just spent the rest of the day dying on our holes completely. It was a fucking mess. I mean, like, that's us. Not doing dry January, but really trying to stay fit. Like, fuck, what were we drinking before? Just 4 nights a week. Unfucking believable. And it won't stop. You know, we're like, oh, we've got no excuse really to drink the next one. Drank last night. Drank with Mickey. Going to see Tom Steen in Daly's next fucking Friday. I'll be blitzed at that, probably. We're doing the bookshop gig on the 6th. Probably be blitzed at that. I have to go for my dad's fucking birthday. Or no, when's that? Oh, that's further on. Sorry. Got very mixed up in my brain tanks there. It's hard to avoid. So if I was drinking just when I fancied it, I'd be drinking fucking 2-3 times a day. You know? Disgusting son of a bitch. Disgusting. We watched a few movies this week. Colin's movie review. Watched that Sisters movie. You know, who gives a shit? It was alright. It was fucking whatever. I feel like Tina Fey is a good writer and stuff, but she annoys me to watch. And I don't know why. Do not know why. Couldn't even tell you, but not into it. And then we watched Legend with Tom Hardy. And as I said on Instagram, I was like, and we're watching Legend, but I'm trying to stifle two boners here. It was good. Very well played by him. However, the movie, you're just like, whatever. I can't give a shit about this. I'm from the fucking East End. Oh, Christ. It was like EastEnders. That's what it was like, but a bit crazier. Couple of stabbings, which I always like to see. They played the fact that, what was it, Reggie and Ron? I get them fucked up. Ron was the gay one, I think. And he's like crazy. He's a crazy bastard walking through the bar with a donkey and, you know, I prefer boys. I have sex with boys. It's alright. Do you know what I mean? If he wasn't in it acting those two parts, you'd be like, this is fucking terrible. This is fucking terrible. So we have Revenant to look forward to tonight. However, the amount of shit that I've heard about it, I'm sort of like, I don't even know if I want to watch it. Oh, it's like 3 hours long, and then 2 hours in, you think it's pretty much over, and then there's just another hour of like Leonardo DiCaprio getting fucked by a bear or something. You're like, oh, Jesus Christ. Is Tom Hardy in that too? How many hot men can I fucking deal with in one movie? Be squirting jazz all over the place. Let's move on to news, guys. I haven't been keeping up with any fucking news. Other than it snowed a lot. It's amazing how, you know, it can snow like fuck in certain places. And they still carry on, you know. They're like, oh, there's still flights and whatever. Anytime it snows over here, like 2 inches, everyone's like, oh, fuck, I can't even walk out the door. I'm gonna fucking die here. Checking out the camera in Times Square, New York. Filling up with snow rightly. Look great. Is that the time to go to New York when it snows? You probably don't want to fly in when it's snowing. You probably want to go then it snows. And then you're all like, isn't it like films? Isn't it? Where's Friends? And then I see the picture, you know, it's all like, everyone's having great community spirit, you know, police playing, like, touch football. It wasn't even touch football. It was like a game of American football, and the policeman fucking, like, straight-armed the fucking, like, basically fucking, like, handed this guy off and near killed him. And like, what are you going to do to a policeman? He hands you off. You're like, here, what fucking heavy-handed you cunt? He's like, what do you call me, you cunt? You're arrested, sir. You are arrested. Unbelievable. I don't even know if it fucking snowed over here. It was windy as a bastard last night. Look at me talking about weather. What's your name, Michael Fish? Is that even his name? What a throwback fucking name that was. Before I move on to questions here, I've just seen a picture on my own Facebook of last night when we went to Asda. I was looking at this fucking thing and it was like, hold on a second. Why? Sliced. All right. Classic. I love how it says this. Classic. Classic pork and egg. Huh? Chopped pork with slices of seasoned cooked egg. And I've seen them make this once. See that those fucking, it's basically, it looks like a piece of ham, which if you look on close, like in closest inspection, is clearly like foam. You know what I mean? It's like foamed pork. And then they've got an egg with a fucking, like a slice of egg in the middle. Now, I've seen these get made on a program, and what they do is all the egg factories where the fucking eggs fall out, and they separate it into like the yolk and the white bit, and then they do something to fucking pasteurize. I don't know what the fuck they do, like keep it from rotting, and then they make it into a tube where they cook like a tube of fucking egg. You know what I mean? So it looks like a rolling pin, but it's white on the outside and yellow up the middle. Then they set that in the middle of the pork fucking shit. I love the way it says classic. Classic. This is, I know this is hard to deal with when it's a fucking audio podcast, but it's like classic pork and egg. The age old dish of tube of egg up the middle of foam pork. Does that not, like, and I'm the biggest like fan of pork in the world. I actually have a ham in the oven as we fucking speak. Is it Christmas, Colin? Every day's Christmas in my stomach. But Jesus Christ, what a fucking horrendous product. Ugh. That makes my dick soft. Anyway, we're at 34 minutes here. There's an absolute shite ton of questions. I should probably talk about, if anyone's an MMA fan out there, did you see McGregor at that fucking, that weigh-in? First of all, he looks like a fucking monster. Which was always the case, because he's fighting at featherweight, which is like, you know, he weighs in, he looks like fucking a hunger striker. Just pure death. You know, and now he's able to just eat the way he wants to eat and drop a couple of fucking pounds at the last minute. And he's built like a shithouse now. He squares up to Rafael Dos Anjos, and he's bigger than him too. You're like, what size is this cunt? He's standing over him, big fucking head on him. Taller, longer reach. And then you start to think about it, you're like, is he just going to fucking waste this cunt as well? You know, Dos Anjos' style is like, he just rapes you. He just fucking gets all over you. And doesn't stop. The pressure's insane. But McGregor's timing and stuff is so good that if you're going to charge him, there's a good chance you're going to be fucked, because he's just going to fucking clean you out in the first punch. So it's going to be, I don't know, I'm trying to make predictions. You just never know. And you don't know with Aldo. You know? Everyone said the one thing that no one's thought about is if Aldo takes him down and he's got a really good jiu-jitsu game. Maybe. Dos Anjos has a really good jiu-jitsu game too. Vicious top game. Is he going to wrestle him? Is he going to get near him? Who fucking knows? You don't know how the fuck it's going to go. And then he turns up at the press conference dressed like he's a fucking coke dealer in Miami. Saying he's like El Chapo and slobbering at Dos Anjos and all that shit. It's great. It's never a dull moment. And you just don't know. You just, when you hear him talk and you see the fucking results, you're like, I don't know what this fucking cunt's capable of. Diet Coke tastes like shit. I wouldn't normally drink it. It's just that it's there. Let's do some questions. We'll go through the Twitter ones real quick. Ah, bro. What have I done here? Alright. Let's hit these questions. Jordan Singleton, could Ronda Rousey armbar a bison? I mean, you could put it in an armbar position, but whether you had the strength to do it any fucking damage, I doubt it. You know, the question would be, could she armbar Holly Holm? And the answer was no, she ate her fucking foot. Anyway, Brett Smith, would you rather have a three-way with Trump and Palin or go on a mad one with Putin and Kim Jong Sukadong? I would probably have the three-way with Trump, and that would be, Trump, hold this camera while I tombstone Palin through a fucking table here. Sarah Palin's, let me see what she looks like now. There was a time when she was fucking, like, Brazzers style hot. You know what I mean? She looked like a dirty old MILF. Let me just get a fucking visual on this motherfucker. I think I'm saying that porn star thing because she was played in a porn parody by, that famous porn star, what's her name? Leslie Arnold, I know what the fuck her name is. So that's where the connection is there. But you know what I mean? Back in the day there, she probably would have got fucking rifled in the... right up the dirt whistle. She is completely mentally fucking retarded, like, but...
Jesus was black and also Muslim.
I don't know if she said that, but I wouldn't fucking put it past her. Let me tell you something. Yeah, I would go for the threesome. I'd be like, Trump, just you count your money in the corner there while I go to fucking work over here. Yeah, I don't know if you... I don't think a night out would put Putin... and it would be too quiet. And then it'd be like, do you want to have a fucking sauna? No. Lee Anderson, worst experience with a heckler. Where do you start? I mean, if you're talking about that experience I was talking about earlier, where I was forced on stage and I started to go into some shit bit about fucking some sort of stand-up that I had in the back of my fucking mind. And some guy just went, oh, that's brutal, mate. And I heard it. I heard him say it. And I went, mm-hmm. Well, this is what happens when you get thrust on stage against your will when you didn't know it was going to happen. I don't know. I don't really give a shit about hecklers. What do you make of the two employees in an Egyptian museum getting done but for using glue to fix a statue's beard back on? What do I make of it? I mean, you would do exactly the same thing if you shit yourself and broke a thing. You'd be like, oh, fuck, how do I fix this? Well, obviously glue. All right, let's glue it. I never read about that, but I mean, I still don't really give a shit. They're going to have to... If they wanted to... what are they going to do? Leave it broke? They're going to fix it. And if they're going to fix it, they're going to fix it with glue. So who gives a shit? Kyle Lamb, what do you reckon about this Amy Schumer stealing the other comedians' jokes business? I mean, I've seen the examples and I've heard people talk about it. You know, there's a bit... You know, apparently she stole from Patrice O'Neill and I don't know, it's like... There are certain topics as a comedian where you're going to talk about the same shit. You know, you fuck. There's nights where you watch me, Mickey, and Shane, so, you know, Ara McCann, and some of the time you end up fucking covering the same thing, especially if it's topical. The problem with Amy Schumer is, you know, you don't know... It's not necessarily her fault if something's similar to another thing. You know, because what has happened was you get someone doing stand-up and then obviously she would have a team of writers. That's the way it goes. Very few shows in America or anywhere else, like a sketch show, have one, you know, very few of them have one writer. You know, there's usually a team of fucking writers working on it and they select the best ideas. Now, if one of the writers had taken a bit of stand-up someone done and reworked it as a sketch... and then they all had a meeting and they agreed that that was one of the funnier ones, then it's kind of not her fault. It's just one of those things that happens when you're massively successful. And sometimes it's too much. Like she was interviewed and she goes, it's not comfortable in this position. You know, it's a lot of work. You never stop, blah, 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 all that shit. You know, she probably, if I was her and well off, I would take a minute to fucking go back to the New York City and like do the clubs. Write more material, come up with more ideas. But then, you know, you have agents and managers and shit to keep happy. So they're like, get on the fucking road, kid. You know, you don't have time to write material. People write material for you. Fuck knows where they got it from. It's just one of those things. I mean, who gives a fuck anyway? She's not... I wouldn't put her down as one of the best ever. You know, you're saying that like the likes of Patrice O'Neill and anyone else she's supposed to have stolen from aren't fucking influential. There's a fucking million comedians that have bits that are probably similar to like Louis C.K., me included. You know, I couldn't point them out right now, but it could happen. Julie Hewitt, when are you taking our money for the podcast t-shirts? I haven't fucking got them, and I tell you what made me put me off them a bit. I was trying to go local, you know, keep the money circulating locally. And I approached the place before Christmas, because I wanted to get them done. And the guy was like, oh, we've actually stopped taking orders for Christmas, before Christmas, and then we're off to like mid-January. And I don't know, I do not know. Obviously, you don't know people's business if they're run like an independent thing, but you're like, who turns down money? And it wasn't, you know, the price it was given for the fucking t-shirts wasn't cheap. You know, I wasn't going to be like, I don't know, there was just something about it. I was like, mate, what business in the fucking world goes, no, we can't be arse doing that before Christmas, so it's not going to happen. Don't know, it fucking threw me off. So I'm just trying to find an alternative, really. You know what I mean? Isn't that weird? Like, the guy, I was trying to give him money for his services, and I was basically snubbed because it would have been extra work before Christmas. And you're left standing there going, well, fuck you. Like, why can't I give you my money? Is this not your business? I give you money, you give me t-shirts. And you're like, no, but not right now. Very odd. So I'll try and get it done soon enough. Where's my next question? Ever thought about live streaming a podcast? Then you can have more interaction with your viewers. I've thought about that, but you know, there's times in this podcast where I have to stop it and fuck off, and then if I didn't do that, it would be slightly weird. You know, if I just fucked off and let the camera roll for fucking 20 minutes. Super weird. I'll get into it at some stage, though. I thought about Periscope, but now Facebook does the Periscope thing, so fuck Periscope. Chris McCullough, how should I deal with a friend who keeps posting Be Like Bill memes? Just be like Chris McCullough and fucking block the cunt and be like, fuck Bill. Okay. Oh, Bill, this is Bill. Bill doesn't do this. Be like Bill. How about get a new fucking meme? I hate that. And you have to stay on top of it. You have to do your version of the stupid trend that's kicking about. Fucking retarded. George Clark, sum up Belfast in one word. I don't know if... Is part-time one word? Because that's what it is. Is part-time as fuck. You can't get a coffee past 6 o'clock. You can't buy anything before 1 on a Sunday. It's a shithole. So yeah. Pretend city. That's what it is. Yeah, guys, wrap up. You're going home at 12 o'clock. Excuse me? I'm a fucking adult, alright? Pay your fucking staff a bit more money to stay a bit later. And you'll earn yourselves thousands more pounds. Are you stupid? Unreal. Did you see Billy Connolly on the NTAs? Thoughts on him as a comedian? And that's from Tina. I didn't see him, no. Let me just see. Would it be on fucking YouTube? Would it? YouTube. See if we can get any signal down here. Going back to that broadcast thing. I don't know if this podcast would be any fucking interest to watch live. You know? Right, I have no internet down here. Son of a bastard. Don't know. I'll look into it. See if I can do it in a better way. So it looks good. You know what I'm saying? Where are we here with the questions? Right, let's roll through these. Oh, did you see Billy Connolly? Didn't see it. Thoughts on him as a comedian? Well, he's clearly one of the best ever. Is he not? Was he in Bad Nick with the Parkinson's? Didn't see it. But he is one of the best storytellers ever, so. What can you do? More questions. The old fake account, Gollin Kettis, when's the podcast up, you? Sweet snaps, too. Don't know. It takes a special type of fuckwit to set up a troll account, doesn't it? Wise up, mate. Right, there's 400 fucking Facebook questions here. Let's go for it. Ever listen to Wu-Tang or Tech N9ne? Nathan Cecilia. Yeah, listen to a lot of Wu-Tang. Big fan. Have been since I was a young boy. Believe it or not. Heard that Gravel Pit thing and was like, I'm into this shit. Went to fucking HMV one day. Bought all the albums because they're about £2 each. So yeah, big fan. Tech N9ne. Haven't listened to much, to be honest. But I could get into it. Brian Maguire, when was the last time you got in the pit at a gig? You usually end up getting in it every fucking time I go to a gig. You know, you kid yourself. You're like, mate, this time I'm just going to chill out and have a few drinks. And then, of course, you have too many drinks. And by the time the band comes on, you're like, fuck this. Last one I was at, probably where I was in a pretty much fight for my life, was And So I Watch You From Afar at Queens. Was the last time I was proper in the fucking fire, like. But you have to just get right in there. Why? What are you gonna do? Like, go and fucking hold a glass of white wine and be like, I do enjoy this sort of music. Don't go if you're not gonna fucking get into it, like. You know what I mean? It's like going, when was the last time you laughed at a comedy gig? That's where you go. Do you boil or steam purdies? Skins on or off? Only that I have friends whose family are from Limavady, where I know what purdies are. Stephen Tinney. Which is, you know, culty speak for potato. Boil or steam? Probably just boil, like. Skins on or off? I enjoy skins on, and I can't believe we're in the midst of this fucking conversation. Stephen, Jesus Christ. But keep the skin on, fuck it. Peeling potatoes is a pain in the dick, so just fucking eat it, you know what I mean? Those red rooster ones, Jesus Christ. Strangest, funniest experience abroad. Oh my god, I would need to fucking think about that one. That's from George Clark. Don't know. I can't even think. You know, there's things like the time we went to Tenerife and found ourselves in the middle of a Russian fucking, like, mafia bar. Asking a few questions like, how the fuck did this happen? How do we remain calm so that we don't stick out? All that shit. Dave Shepherd, favourite craft beer? Do you know what? I'll think about that question, George Clark, and we'll talk about it next week. Favourite craft beer? I don't know. I just like any of them. If they're nice, I don't give a fuck. And what does craft mean? Like, small, local shit? I quite like those there's the McGrath's ones, the green ones. Number 3 on their 1-6 fucking chart, whatever it is. The blonde one or something. That's fucking delish. Your thoughts on McGregor, El Chapo, trying to win over Brazilians? So much for the Irish taking over, now he wants Brazilians. Well, why not? Ronda Rousey managed to get the Brazilians on her side. You know, everyone, as long as you're winning, you're going to get fans. You know what I'm saying? And he is a fucking character. For sure. Ryan Doyle, lead or rhythm guitar? Lead always, mate. But then both, you know? Anyone that's good is good at both. Stuart Anderson, do you think dogs have canine Tourette's? I tell you when they have it, when they're deaf. Do you ever see a dog that's like, can't hear itself anymore? It just keeps fucking, just barking. Favourite YouTuber? I don't know. I'm not really into that. Any of those people here are just YouTubers. I like a lot of people who just put their shit on YouTube. Like, comedians and stuff that do stuff that they put on YouTube, basically. I'm not into those, like, you know, people whose job is just the fucking YouTube. You know, Maureen watches a lot of those things where it's like some fucking asshole reviewing, like, a fucking iPhone. You're like, who gives a shit, mate? Are you going to say anything remotely interesting? Colin, are you going to say anything remotely interesting in this podcast? Absolutely not. Thoughts, you know, like, my favourite thing on YouTube would be, like, Vice and all their subsections. Thoughts on the new BBC NI quiz show? The bad language one, is that it? Because it fucking stinks. They're always trying to come up with original ideas for, like, these quiz shows, and they all fall on their fucking face because they're going for, let's get an original format over let's actually have funny people on it. And it was shit. They're all shit. Everything comes out of here, shit. Including the stuff I've been involved in. especially the stuff I've been involved in. Yeah, it's bollocks. Apparently Mickey's on one of them, so enjoy that. Paul McVeigh. Famous Irish MMA fighter there. Multiple champion. Coach at Grip House in Glasgow. How about that? Who's this wee tiny skinny guy? Wise up. Hanging off your neck in 2 seconds. Pure death. You know, you get those wee guys, you're like, oh, look at this wee guy. And then you take a look at their ears and you go, oh, God. The ears alone would fucking... would knock you out. What's this question here? Do you think the guys in wheelchairs ever watch Game of Thrones and think this Hodor thing could be a gore? I mean, they can see way more stuff, and stairs would be a piece of piss with a big guy carting you around. I tell you what's funny about that, Paul. I've actually met the man that plays Hodor, Christian Nairn, because he's from here. Friend of Shane Todd's, and it's funny actually because you know he's a gay guy, and we met him in like a gay bar in Belfast for lunch, and he was telling about the time that this guy had offered to take Shane to the Giant's ring, which is a strange offer coming from a large giant man. But it's apparently a notorious place in Belfast where gay dudes go to cruise and sort of buck each other in the bushes. And I was sitting there with Shane, like a fucking 7-foot giant man who happens to be gay asked you, did you want to go to the Giant's ring and look at other gay men? And he's like, yeah. And I went, well, fair play to you. Because he could just hold you around the waist with one hand and fuck you in the ass like a fleshlight. So enjoy that. I tell you what, Paul, the size of that cunt, he could carry me around all fucking day. He is enormous. I shook his hand and it was just like picking up a fucking uncooked, like, pork shoulder. You know, where it doesn't even feel like four fingers. It just feels like just you've picked up like 6 packets of bacon. In one fucking go. Huge man. Although, you know, imagine, it'd be a good way to make money, wouldn't it? If you were just like a guy who wanted to carry around someone who was normally in a wheelchair. Is this wheelchair friendly? They're like, is this carry person friendly? Is there a place for my carry person to get a drink? Like it's a horse. Anyway, that's getting fucking weird. Let's move on to these final questions. Weirdest drunk night out? And then these two fellas had a fight amongst themselves underneath that comment. Weirdest drunk night out? I honestly wouldn't even know where to start. I've had some fucking rare ones, like... You know? Off the top of my head, I can't even think. There's just been a pile of fucking weirdness. We were doing that thing. We were like, why am I here? The weirdest one I can think of to date, which is actually kind of documented, is if you type in Godzilla vlog, Kushendall dial or fucking fiasco or something. The time we stayed in Kushendall and had to stay in the Curfew Tower, which is like a medieval fucking tower in the middle of the town. And then we basically... stayed there and half the town was invited back, which we didn't know was going to fucking happen. And it was a fucking nightmare. Check that out. It was one of the most bizarre nights ever. Because we thought, first of all, on the way in, the guy's like, by the way, if this place is on fire, you may learn to fucking fly. And I was like, cool. Cool, bro. It was just fucked up. And I'd basically stay awake because Maureen had fallen asleep. Stay awake all night guarding the fucking door till she fell asleep and everyone else left, and it was daylight and like 6 o'clock. It was just one of those like, why am I here type fucking setups. drunk as fuck. Would you rather eat shit that tastes like chocolate or eat chocolate that tastes like shit? Well, clearly, I mean, how different is the texture of shit to melted chocolate? Not that different. Do you know what I mean? I'd clearly rather eat just shit that tasted like chocolate, of course. Easy. Bill Smith, would you prefer... What would be your wrestling theme song? Mine would be Beastie Boys, Make Some Noise. That's pretty good choice. Fuck, what would mine be? Oh my god, I've no idea. This, for example. Aussie rip-off merchants, Wolf Mother. Good walk-in music, though. I tell a lie, though. This is what it would probably be. Hold on. This is what I would go for. The ultimate walk-in song. And so I watch you from afar. I feel like I would get too psyched up and actually kill someone, though. Some hefty shit. Some end of the world shit here. Here it comes. This one I'd run out, right? Fire and fucking death everywhere. Anyway, it's like 6 minutes long. I'm not going to play the full fucking thing. But, yeah, that would be the walk-in. And so I watch you from afar. Set guitars to kill. And it's only wrestling, like, so, you know, what's the worst that can happen? Sprain your ankle. Jump off the ceiling. Die. Owen Hart style. Dylan O'Neill, final question. Best stroke songs? Favorite stroke songs. This is one of these final questions where I'm like, am I going to be able to make this answer exciting enough? Basically, the first album is pretty much perfect, I would say. So any of the shit off that, Take It or Leave It is probably my favorite song. Or First Impressions of Earth, Vision of Division, that was a good one. 1251. They're just good. It's hard. They don't really have a bad song. Angles, Two Kinds of Happiness. That's a good song. Whatever. It's the Strokes. Who doesn't fucking like the Strokes? Some dickhead. Anyway, I have to go here. Sorry I couldn't end that on a more exciting note, but I think it's time to go here. Remember, Lavery's Comedy Club is on the 3rd of February. And on the 6th, we have the bookshop gig, which you can get at the tickets at thebookreserve.org if there's any left. Lavery's Comedy Club, the lineup is fucking stupid. Shane Todd, Rory Woods, Dave Elliott, Aaron McCann, Kieran Bartlett, Paddy McDonald. All for £6. Doors 8:30, show at 9. What more do you want? Like, the last two have been packed out. Get down early, get some fucking seats. Witness the fitness. You know, 17th, we have another General Bander podcast. We'll mix the lineup up a wee bit this time. It's going to be very exciting. So fucking get yourselves along. And callgettis.com, all that shit. And I'll work on the fucking podcast t-shirts. And there is some sort of want for them out there. And I'll leave you with that. Take her easy.